Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If I happen to be driving, yeah, and all of a sudden there's stuff that falls out of a truck all over the road,
yeah,
I can take that, right?
I don't think
probably not. Okay, but it doesn't keep people from trying. And it sounds like folks in Victor had an opportunity yesterday to grab what might be the perfect product to fall out of a truck and still be good.
So the perfect road spill.
I think so.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, a truck got into an accident on 490 East near Victor.
What happened?
Well, no word on how the driver's doing. Obviously, we hope they're okay. But what the truck was carrying, Tommy, it was loaded with potatoes.
Just regular ass potatoes?
Straight potatoes, bro. Uncut, pure Idaho.
Raw potato.
Well, I don't know where they're from, but yeah, potato. Right. Straight up potatoes.
Potato truck.
So we've had a few stories in the past of trucks carrying stuff, crashing, and then they spill the items all over the ground.
A lot of booze.
Yeah. Okay, so that's just
the beer truck. Yeah.
We're right around the corner from the Jenny Brewery. St. Paul, they have that low bridge.
Yeah.
And we've seen multiple trucks hit that bridge, spill cans and bottles of booze all over the street. And that sounds awesome. You would want that. Problem with that is, most of the time, those cans and bottles are destroyed. And you'd have to go can to can.
Or open it with caution.
Exactly.
And they're all shook up.
Potatoes, however, don't have that problem.
That's true. Yeah.
Potatoes might be the perfect road spill food. Because
grab your spuds, wash them off.
It takes a lot to mess up a potato, right? Potato, I think you can argue, is the most resilient of foods.
It's a low end score.
Yeah, I mean, do I want the potatoes though? That's the question.
I mean, how many potatoes am I grabbing?
A potato, I guess I'm good.
What do you mean? Potatoes are great.
They're great, but they're cheap.
Yeah. I heard one time when I was younger that a potato has all of the vitamins and nutrients you need to where you could eat that exclusively and not die. And I've never looked that up, but I'm just going to continue to believe it for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Can you Google what a 5-pound bag of potatoes costs right now, Kimmy? Thank you. And here's the thing. Even if this potato's a little messed up, you can either peel the skin or chop off the bad part.
Mash it up.
Still a perfectly good potato.
Yeah.
And you brought up that. Not only is it resilient, you can do so many things with potatoes. You can bake them, you can mash them, put them in a stew, put them in a casserole, eat it straight up like an apple.
I'm not eating raw potato. You get worms.
You ever try? No, you don't.
You do.
No, you don't.
No, you get ass worms. I'm telling you, you eat a raw potato.
You don't get ass worms from eating raw potatoes.
Oh, you don't, huh? How do you know?
Because, I mean, who are you going to ask in this room about potatoes? I'm Mr. Potato.
Not
I'm not kidding.
Head.
I would just I would microwave potatoes when I was a kid and eat them like that.
But that's horrible.
No, it was great.
It's got like eating dirty rubber.
It softens them up and you just eat them straight up. It was delicious.
You didn't bake them?
No, I mean, I took too much time.
We went out to dinner with our boss. We saw him just eat a potato raw.
Dry potato.
Yeah.
Dry potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even put butter on it, nothing.
But at least it was baked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it kind of
But you
same
cannot
way
eat
like
a raw potato.
You can eat a raw potato.
You don't know what's in it. You could get illness.
Well, okay, how come you can eat a raw apple?
It's different.
How so? I've seen pictures of worms in apples. I've never seen pictures of a worm in a potato.
Apple is not in the ground. It's above ground.
Okay. You're an idiot. Kimmy, what's a 5-pound bag of potatoes cost?
$3.
Okay, so you're saying it's not...
So you... Two armfuls, you got $6 worth of ass worms.
Look, I would make the argument, if you were going to get out of the car to grab something that had spilled all over the road, the smartest thing to grab would be the potato.
I think I'm passing. Not even worth it.
See, remember that day we got that bag of onions?
Yeah.
Yep.
And like everybody was coming.
Thank you, Town of Elba, onion capital of the
queen.
World. Yeah.
And everybody was running down here for onions.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah.
I mean, onions, it's like the beginning of a meal. That's work.
No, I agree with you with the onion. Like, you put onions in things. A potato, you can make an actual meal out of.
Yeah, but I got to do something with it. I say, like, a can of beer, a candy bar, I can enjoy it now. Something I have to take home and prepare that I'm only getting, like,
$3.
And you're
not going to just have a potato for dinner.
Yes, you can. Just have a potato
for dinner. I'm not that poor yet.
I'm not a potato person. Okay, I don't get excited for potatoes.
You guys are the dumbest people. You make me so mad all the time.
Yeah, because I'm not going to turn it into a bag of fries.
Why? You just chop fries.
You know how long it takes to make French fries at your house?
It takes a long time.
Okay.
To get them the right crispiness.
Right.
Fine. If it's not a potato, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is there any everyday product that you'd consider getting out of your car to go grab? And keep in mind, it has to be resilient because can of beer is awesome. It's going to be destroyed. Candy bar sounds great. It's going to be all mashed up and gross.
I do it for Honeycrisp apples.
It's the same argument.
Nah. Different. I can eat an apple.
And those
straight
things are
up.
Expensive
they're
as hell.
Not that they're expensive.
They're the pricier of the apples.
How about snacks?
Like what?
Any snack that fell out in a bag.
Anything in a wrapper for sure.
No, but it's going to be, as soon as it hits the ground, if it's chips, those chips are going to be destroyed. There's going to be puffs of whatever. And those are also potatoes.
I have watched you eat the end of a bag of chips, bro.
No, but I'm not getting out of my car to get chip dust.
No, but
take where it started. The potato.
Let's say it's a bunch of candy bars.
Okay.
Reese's Cups.
No, Reese's Cups would be the worst.
Right, they're still in a wrapper. Eat them.
Yeah. No, but they're going to be all smushed up, so it's just going
to
be like, bleh.
How are they getting smushed up if they just fell off? They'd have to be run over to be smushed up.
I'm telling you, I think you're underestimating the trauma that would occur with candy bars and snacks if they flew out of a truck onto the ground.
As long as they're unopened, you can eat it. What if it's a little cracked?
No, I would make the argument that it would have to be something like a vegetable, because anything in a container can be broken. Clothing is probably going to get damaged or stained. Mm-hmm. If it's not a vegetable or a fruit, and even fruit, you got to be careful with, because those things bruise easily.
Ooh, I know what you guys pick up. Bananas.
No, because like, look, I mean, this banana hasn't even been touched, and it's all brown and got spots all over. Banana would be destroyed.
Well, what if they were green bananas? And you take them home, let them ripen up.
No, but here's the thing. You take them home, it's already had impact. By the time they ripen up, you get that big-ass brown spot.
But so does the potatoes got impact.
Potatoes got impact.
No, onion and potato are resilient. What's going to happen to the onion or the potato? Nothing. Nothing will happen. Hmm. See, you can't even come up with something better than a potato. That proves my point.
No, there's a lot of things better. We came up with a lot of things better than a potato.
No, that would still keep its form and be good the way you're used to it. 252 WCMF, we're talking about a truck crashed on 90 yesterday in Victor. It was full of potatoes. A truck full of something that spilled out of the road that you could actually use. Potatoes, A number one. Other than something like, it would have to be either a veggie or a fruit, or something tough that would never break. And I know we're thinking
about pineapples.
A truck carrying pineapples crashes.
Yeah.
And pineapples
I would scoop up some pineapples.
That's the hardest food to have to eat.
Yeah, right. Pineapples take a lot of work.
They
yeah.
do, but I mean, pineapple is a delicious enough item where I would go out of my way to pick up that pineapple.
No, but it's like 30 minutes before I get pineapple. And by the way, pineapples eat you while you're eating them. We've talked about this before.
But they're good for you.
Yeah, they take away all of the inside skin.
And I think they're tough enough where they'd survive a fall.
You might be right, but I don't want to spend the time having. I don't know how to cut a pineapple. I always take off too much pineapple.
So were your family too poor?
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pineapples.
I'm being serious when I say this. I don't remember a time in my childhood where we had pineapple in the house.
Did you even know what it was?
I knew what a pineapple was.
So did you ever taste one as a child?
Yes, I'm sure I had pineapple at some point, probably on a ham.
All right.
But those pineapples came out of a can. I'm not kidding. Mm. I do not remember a time in my childhood where there was any pineapple.
Like a full pineapple in the house.
Oh, no, definitely not a full pineapple. Right. I'm even talking about cut pineapple. Pineapple's expensive.
No, but the whole pineapple's not too bad.
I've like never seen, bucks. What do you want me to do? I never have a pineapple. What are you going to judge me? Shut up.
Pretty sad.
Yeah, man. Was it the best environment?
Most powerful nation on earth, and it's a child with no pineapple.
What are you... 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right. I think we're getting bogged down here with foods.
All right.
What other product? It would have to be something tough. What about, like, let's say a truck crashed and a bunch of hammers go out all over the road. Right, would you get out for some hammers?
Yeah, quality hammer.
How many hammers would you take? Because you only need one hammer.
I would grab two.
Why would you take two hammers?
One for each hand, and if I lose one or one craps out, I got two hammers.
Craps out? Has anyone? It takes 30 years for a hammer to crap out.
I am surprised how many hammers I have in my house.
So you don't even need the hammer that's on the ground, but you would get out and take the
hammer. But tools are expensive.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But like other tools, too, can break. Like something that you use as a blunt object is going to survive, right? You're not getting out for a hammer?
I think, like, I don't know if you guys have the same problem, but, like, when we moved into our house, we got everybody's extra tools.
Sure.
So I don't even know how many hammers are in the garage right now.
No, I mean, Tommy's wife had the same problem when this house in Webster went empty. She got one major tool in her house.
It
keeps breaking. 252-WCMF. All right, let's talk to Barber. Hey, Barber, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. Potatoes do bruise rather easily. If you drop one, about a week later, you look, there'll be a big black spot where it dropped on the ground.
That's why you eat it right away. Well, I'm going to get it home. I'm going to eat the potato right away, Barber. I'm going to eat it.
Tell them about the worms.
I'll give you the butt scooches. But if you want something resilient, you got to go carrots, rutabagas, turnips, beets. Those can hit the ground and roll and survive better than a potato.
Those vegetables that nobody eats.
I like carrots.
When's the last time you had a rutabaga?
I don't even know what, I'll be honest with you, I don't know what a rutabaga looks like.
It's kind of like a squash. It's super hard and round.
Is it a turnip? Are those the same thing?
It's kind of like a turnip, but it's more of a squash.
Okay.
Yeah, same family. They're stuff. Anything that grows under the ground will be more resilient than like apples or fruit that are above ground.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'll be honest with you. Barbara, thanks for the call. If you took three vegetables and I didn't know what they looked like, and you said, I'll give you $1 million to pick out the rutabaga, I would have a 33% chance of winning $1 million.
So my mother used to make them all the time because when they were poor living in Auburn, the two things they ate were potatoes and rutabaga.
How did they prepare it?
It's like a squash. She used to peel it and boil it and smash it. It was almost like eating mashed potatoes.
No, okay. I can get down on
and
that.
But you had to put like a crap load of butter and salt on it.
Okay.
We're not thinking of one of the most base fruits that would have survived this.
Oh, base fruit.
Oranges.
Oranges bruise easy.
No, they don't.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, Mitch threw in mandarins. I thought oranges bruised easy.
No, because they got that tough skin. Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen a bruised orange.
I would go grab some oranges.
Yeah, grab you. Ooh, yeah, some nice navel oranges.
Not really an orange guy.
I love oranges.
Yeah, I know. You're a weirdo.
I grew up in Florida.
Who hates oranges?
What about grapefruit?
No, I hate grapefruit. Ugh. It's gross.
It's a rich man's orange.
My wife will have grapefruit for breakfast sometimes.
I love it.
It grosses me out.
It doesn't really have much of a taste.
Well, grapefruit's very sour.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's tart.
Yeah.
dumb. It's like the dumb. It's like, hey, everything you like in an orange, we're going to take it away. Here you go. You know, you like oranges. I think the big question here, as we have the discussion about what you would steal off the road, how much trouble could you get in for grabbing this stuff?
Oh, you're going to get arrested.
Yeah, we found out you're not supposed to do that.
No, I understand. But, I mean, how much work are they going to put in trying to track you down if you grab 3 pounds of potatoes?
So, you want to hear a funny story real quick?
Yes, I do.
My uncle was an FBI agent. And he was, when he first became an agent, they sent him out west.
Okay.
And he was working in Iowa. And his first case was a case of capers. A truck carrying capers.
Oh, like the actual capers.
Flipped. And people started grabbing the capers and walking off with them. The FBI got involved to chase everybody stealing all that stuff off a truck. It was a federal crime.
No kidding.
It was on the interstate. And I think his first gig going through the FBI, he's chasing down basically condiments.
Well, here's the thing, though. That was during the Red Scare, and everyone knows anyone who liked capers back then, pinko.
You were a pinko.
Yeah. But they wouldn't take them back and use them, though, right?
No, but I mean, you were arrested for
stealing,
basically.
It was more just like getting in trouble for it. Yeah.
Would the sympathy for the driver keep you from trying to grab stuff if you watch this all happen? Cause like,
I mean, it's his ass.
That's what I mean. Like, you'd have to imagine an accident as a tractor trailer driver is one of the worst days of your work.
Yeah, he's traumatized to begin with.
So that would keep you from taking anything if he's standing there watching.
He might also kick your ass.
Well, I don't think at that point he cares, right? You crash the truck, you got bigger issues on your
hand. I wouldn't really deal with some big burly truck driver who's also pissed off right now.
Okay, good call. Paul's got a great one.
What's Paul
when it comes
say?
To resilient foods falling off a truck.
Mm.
What about coconuts, asked Paul?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, all right, coconut. But, again, they're a pain in the ass. Yeah. You've ever actually tried to eat a raw coconut, like to break it open? So you need a machete.
We've talked about this. I have a machete. I told you that.
From
the islands of Jamaica.
What are you doing
got yours
with
from
it?
Walmart.
Are you a big coconut milk drinker?
So I hate coconut milk, but you like it. We learned, remember, a couple months ago that there's a soft spot in every coconut that you could stick a metal straw in and it'll just immediately bring
but
the water.
But you don't get a lot out of it.
Yeah.
But you want it for the coconut. The meat, and that's a pain in the ass.
You gotta like scrape it out.
Yes, it's called the meat.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah.
I worked in a produce.
You also told me yesterday the polls were open starting at 7 o'clock, and they had already been open for 45 minutes.
Well, I hope it didn't screw anything up.
Good coconut ass head. There's no way they call it coconut meat.
Yes.
The white
in the coconut is called the meat of the coconut.
What other fruit or vegetable they call the meat on the inside?
Mincemeat pie.
No, that's not a vegetable. Or fruit, you idiot. What are you talking about?
That's meat.
I got it.
The middle of the meat. Like a tomato, like the middle of a tomato, the meat of the tomato.
Nobody calls it that. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, you got the last word, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey.
So, when we were young, and Duff, you know exactly where this place is. So, right at the Delta House, right on Buffalo Road.
Oh, yeah.
There's a curve there. And a truck flipped over carrying these Century safes, these little teeny tiny like personal safes, you know.
Yeah.
And they left them. They let them go. Like they didn't pick them up that night. Us kids, I mean, we're like kids. We're like 8, 10 years old. We went down and we were just taking every Century safe we could get. Like we were storing them in the woods behind Delta House. Like
what
to this day, there
thing.
Might be a pile of Century safes in the back of Delta House in the
and
woods.
They still are there.
Thanks to Mark and his buddies, Century safes stopped making safes in Rochester 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
You buried the company.
Well, I might even still have one.
I was going to ask you.
This is a long time ago.
Why would you get rid of a safe if you got one, right?
Everyone could use a safe, right? Mark puts all his good jokes in there.
It's a Century safe.
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
It's a small safe. It doesn't hold many good jokes.
But. Talking about the safes. Thanks, Mark. Have a good rest of the day. Last safe talk.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break. Mm.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.